1290 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. After a whirlwind Veep Stakes, Kamala Harris has picked Minnesota Governor Tim Walz as her VP pick. The military veteran, teacher, and coach also served in Congress and is now joining Harris on the Democratic ticket, both set to campaign across several states, beginning in Philadelphia. ABC News political director Rick Klein has more on Walz's appeal.
The Harris campaign knows that if you win in the upper Midwest, you almost certainly win the election. And the movement that we've seen in the battleground state polling and the 538 polling average just since Joe Biden left the race is substantial, and it's particularly pronounced in those upper Midwest states, in Wisconsin, in Michigan, in Pennsylvania.
GOP nominee Donald Trump criticized Harris for choosing Walz. Tropical storm Debbie trolling the southeast from Florida to Virginia today and still posing flooding threats for Savannah and Charleston. At least five people have died since Debbie made landfall in Florida. And stocks rebounding a bit today after a global sell-off. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Another inmate has died at the Waupun State Prison. The initial investigation points to suicide. It's the fifth time an inmate has died at Waupun since June of last year. Nine people, including the former warden, were arrested earlier this year on felony charges connected to some of those deaths. Swing state polls show Kamala Harris has erased Donald Trump's lead. Marquette poll director Charles Franklin says it appears President Biden dropping out of the race is a game changer, at least for now.
Democrats who were very unenthusiastic when Biden was the candidate have now become almost as enthusiastic as Republicans, erasing an advantage that Republicans have had all year.
Franklin speaking with Wisconsin Eye. Harris and Republican running mate J.D. Vance campaign in Eau Claire tomorrow. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The embattled Oshkosh Arena sees a change in management. On Monday, Judge John Jorgensen approved management from Venue Works to handle the operations of the facility. Bayland Buildings, who constructed the arena, filed suit against owners Fox Valley Pro Basketball in June, saying it is owed more than $12 million. Fox Valley Pro Basketball admits to being behind in its property taxes to the city of Oshkosh, but denies being insolvent. Voters in De Pere will decide another school referendum in the November 5th election. The Unified School District of De Pere Board of Education voted Monday to ask voters to approve a $22 million capital referendum for critical maintenance of school facilities. In April, De Pere voters passed a nearly $24 million operational referendum. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
It's the Brewers and the Braves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, the crew in Atlanta to open a three-game series against the Braves. Milwaukee with a six-game lead in the NL Central, thanks to the Mets beating the Cards 6-0. Cubs losing at home to the Twins 3-0. NFL, the Packers have practice this week, getting ready to play the Browns in Cleveland Saturday night. Tight end Tucker Kraft taken off the PUP list after injuring his pectoral muscle in the weight room last April. Kraft thinks he can help out running back Josh Jacobs.
I think the run game, I got some really strong hands. I think I could be at the point of attack in a kick out, throw me in motion to take on larger guys in the run game.
In New York, the Giants and the Lions joint practice turned into a brawl. The Packers have a joint practice next week in Denver. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today with bright, blue, beautiful skies and highs in the low 70s. Winds a bit breezy out of the northeast too, gusting up to 25 miles per hour. And as we stay clear tonight, we fall crisp to the mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in a quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now at wgbw.fm. Your news just for the Green Bay area. I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News.
fabulous Farm Bay Pam Yonke here with the Midwest Farm Report live weekday mornings right here on WGBW. It's about your food and where it comes from. Tune in and learn. 5 a.m., 1590 a.m., 97.9 FM, the talk of Green Bay.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, your former mayor of Green Bay. You know, I've always cared about local issues. I still do. Join me on my new show, Lean Local, here on WGBW. I'll interview community leaders and elected officials, discuss the economy and development projects, and we'll talk about the future of education here in Greater Green Bay. As they say, all politics is local. So join me for Lean Local, Sunday at 1 p.m. on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 WGBW.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in Tuesday for a very special Devils Advocates radio show. We'll introduce you to Josh Shapiro, Kamala Harris's VP pick, or Crudy will eat his curl. Tune in Devils.
The Devils Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. And streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 12 noon on Tuesday, August 6, 2024. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. And we'll throw this one in. It's a great day to be a Minnesotan as well, as it turns out. And welcome in, everybody. We are so happy to have you along. Mr. Zommers, as they say in the NFL draft, the pick is in. The pick is in. And Kamala Harris, Vice President of the United States, in her bid to become the President of the United States, has gone to our neighbor to the west, to Minnesota, and picked Tim Walz, the governor of Minnesota, to be her vice presidential candidate. CNN, the first to break it as far as main media today on the news, and everybody else kind of followed suit. But there is, Paul Harvey was fond of saying, there is more. There's the rest of the story. And we're going to start out by going across the Mississippi River. Let's bring in a little, one of my favorite Minnesotans, Garrison Keillor. Let's bring a little Prairie Home Companion into the mix, Mr. Zommers. Here we go. Great song. Here we go.
One more spring in Minnesota to call upon Lake Wobegon, old town, I smell the coffee. If I could see you once again.
One of the great Americans, great Minnesotans of all time, Garrison Keillor, his long-running program, A Prairie Home Companion, saw him up in Eau Claire with my sister and brother-in-law at the Pablo Center this winter. Great concert by Garrison Keillor. And here's the thing I've learned about Minnesotans is, and I've known a few, and they're fantastic people. And the thing about true Minnesotans is they always are paying attention. And so we welcome into the program now, and we're very, very grateful in his first interview since going viral late last night into this morning. We welcome Dan Green, who calls himself a communicator, Minneapolis hype man. Now, this guy, Mr. Zommers, was on Twitter last night and really broke this story. Dan, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us, and thanks for choosing us as your first interview.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
It's absolutely a pleasure. So tell us, before we get into this story, and it is a fantastic story, tell folks a little bit about yourself. Did you grow up in Minnesota? Are you a native Minnesotan? And kind of your background a little bit.
Yeah, so I grew up in Duluth, Minnesota, so a couple hours north of Minneapolis. And then I came on down to Minneapolis when I was 18 and for college, and I never left. And since then, I've worked for various different nonprofits and also in politics, working in the communication space. And so doing social media, sending out emails, all that stuff. I've done that for a few different nonprofits in the city. And so that's kind of my general background.
And we were just up in Duluth not too long ago. President Biden was up there announcing $1 billion for the Blatnik Bridge connecting Duluth to Superior. So it's a beautiful part of America, beautiful part of Minnesota up there in Duluth. So you're in Minnesota, or you're in the Twin Cities now, and this is fantastic because I didn't follow you on Twitter before, or X as they call it now, but somebody retweeted your tweet last night, and it caught my attention. And I thought, well, what's up with this guy? Does he really know what's going on? Well, it turns out you did. So here, I'm going to read this for listeners. And you can go on, you can follow Dan at Dan Green, G-R-E-E-N, capital M, capital N, as in Minnesota. He says, you post this video of all these black SUVs. Looks very official, driving out of the governor's residence. And you say, I am live outside the Tim Walz residence. A bunch of black SUVs just rolled out. I'm not a betting man, but the vibe seemed very, quote, this guy just got picked as VP, unquote. Feel free to interpret that as you wish. So this is fantastic. Dan, how did you come upon this story?
Yeah, so I was just sitting there after work, and I'm a huge political junkie. And so I've just been refreshing my feed all day long, trying to see who Kamala picked as a VP, because there's supposed to be, like, usually there's like a leak a day before or something like that. So I was really just kept refreshing my feed. And then I was like, wait, I am literally like 10 minutes from Tim Walz's house. So I have to go get dinner anyways. So I was like, I'll go to Chipotle, but on the way, I'm going to stop by Tim Walz's house. And when I get there, there's maybe one person outside, and I was kind of surprised because, like, this guy might be picked as vice president. He's down to the two candidates. The report was earlier. I was like, why is there nobody here? But I walked up to the fence, and there was just black SUVs everywhere, people going in and out. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, I think I'm witnessing history. So I snapped a few pics of that, uploaded to Twitter, and then I was just like, okay, I'm going to wait in my car for 5 minutes. I was getting pretty hungry. I was like, I want to go to Chipotle. But anyways, I just was in my car. I was like, I'm just going to wait for 5 minutes, see if anything happens. And then this huge SUV motorcade just comes out of his house with cars that looked exactly like the Secret Service. And Twitter fact-checked me after and said, no, this was Minnesota Security Detail. And they put a little note to my tweet and said that. And that has now been taken off. So I personally think that was the Secret Service, and that he found out last night. And I was there to witness it. And apparently, I think there was one other person there, and they posted the video like 10 minutes after I did, and they didn't go as viral as I did. So glad I was there in that moment and on a whim just decided to do that. I was like, I'm just going to take matters into my own hands if I can't find the news. So that's how it happened.
And this is perfect because this is good old-fashioned citizen journalism. I have several questions here, if you don't mind. Number one, now I live in Madison. I'm from southwest Wisconsin, not too far from the Minnesota border. But I live here in Madison now. And, of course, the governor of Wisconsin, they call it the executive residence. And it's kind of more of a mansion-ish type building and a house with a lot of security. Is it similar to the governor of Minnesota? Is this the governor's residence, no matter who it is? Or is this Walz's personal home?
So right now, the governor's mansion, which is like a huge mansion that every Minnesota governor lives in, is under construction. And so he was staying at the University of Minnesota's president's house. And so it's kind of like a mansion that the president of the university is supposed to live in.
Got it.
It's called East Cliff. And so that's the governor's mansion is under construction. And then so he's living here for now. But this is where he actually lives.
See, that explains, because I thought, man, it doesn't look like a whole lot of security for a governor. So that explains that. That's fantastic. Number two, again, I thought people were hating on you last night when they said, oh, that's just the Minnesota, you know, governor detail. Again, I've been involved in politics before I got back into radio. And at least in Wisconsin, when Governor Evers travels somewhere, it's usually in two black SUVs, maybe three at the most, but usually just a couple. And there were at least a half a dozen from, looks like, from your video. Is that right? I mean, how many vehicles was going in and out of there?
I would say I saw at least six or seven that I saw, and they were going in, they were going out. There was people walking in, people walking out. It definitely did not look like a normal night at the governor's place. So, and yeah, I have I've been to political events here before in Minnesota. I've never seen that much security. And so my personal interpretation is he was probably chosen to be vice president, and they put additional security around him, regardless if it was the Secret Service or not. Right. He definitely was getting additional security that night.
Yeah, I agree with you. Absolutely. So tell me about, it looks like according to my Twitter I got up right now, you have 5,300 followers right now. How many did you have before this started going viral?
I had like 1,000. So I definitely, I 5X'd it. So
that is fantastic. I mean, you have national people like Maggie Haberman from the New York Times. I mean, all these national people are following you last night.
And it's funny because I really had an inkling that I probably was going to go viral because I just felt like I was just in this moment in history. Nobody else was around. I had my camera. I was like, I have a feeling this might go somewhere because everyone was just waiting for news. Right. And so I was like, I feel like I might have the only scoop here. So it was a very unique moment for sure.
And there were, I mean, there was no, you couldn't really see, there was no like ABC or CNN guys or gals. I mean, you would have thought they would have been staking this out. And here you are. Just, I don't want to say average. I mean, you've been in communication, but you're not like a full-time media person. And you scooped this story before anybody else.
Yeah, I definitely an average person. It's okay to say that. I was just like, in that moment, I think there was like one other camera person, and I don't know what station they were from. But yeah, I was very surprised that there was this massive story happening and nobody was there. So I was very happy to be the one to capture it.
Well, I think it's fantastic. I love the fact that you're just, you know, a great, average Minnesotan, but you got this story ahead of everybody else. What can you tell us about a couple of minutes left here? What can you tell us about Tim Walz? What can you tell us what Minnesotans think about your governor?
Yeah, I think that the best thing about Tim Walz is I think that he's very approachable as a person. And he's very down to earth, which I think is good for our politics right now as a nation. We have a lot of people who are really just out there in our politics right now. That's what I would say. Mm-hmm. I am someone who considers myself a little bit more of a moderate. And so I don't believe in everything that Tim Walz stands for. But I think overall, I think he's a nice temperamental choice for Kamala. I think he compliments her in a lot of different ways. And I think he'll help get some of that Midwestern vote in the blue wall, as they call it, that needs to be won for Kamala to win the election. So yeah. I think it's a solid choice for her.
Well, I love in your Twitter profile, you talk about bringing people together. That's what we try to do. You know, we talk about what makes Wisconsin great. You know, we talk about, and I'm sorry to tell you this, the Packers bring people together against the Vikings. And, you know, Wisconsin football against the Flexters and the Gophers. But, I mean, here's a guy who's a hunter, who's a fisherman, who he seems just like everybody's dad or grandpa. And I think you're absolutely mm-hmm. right. Tim Walz is the kind of person that we can all relate to and bring us together.
I agree with that, yes.
So, quickly, about 30 seconds left. Is Chipotle going to give you any props for this? Are you getting any NIL money from Chipotle over this?
I really should. I am today. I have actually been crafting an email to them, kind of laying out everything that happened. And I'm just going to say, I'm not asking for anything, but I feel like I think my video had 7 million views. So I'm like, and oh I put God. Chipotle right underneath it. I was like, I deserve at least a little something. So we'll see if they come back with anything.
Hey, Dan Green, thank you for making us your first interview. We appreciate it so much. You're welcome here anytime. Keep in touch and have a great day over there in Minnesota.
All right, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thank you. Dan Green getting the scoop over there in beautiful Minnesota. Back after this on the Tidal Ball Show on Civic Media.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cashback just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code COIN25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code COIN25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code COIN25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
You take the skyway high above the busy little one-way. In my stupid hat and gloves at night, I lie awake wondering if I'll sleep, wondering if we'll meet out in the street. To take the skyway.
Welcome back to the Tom Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Is that a Minnesotan?
It is. Skyway by The Replacements, a band that is very much an embodiment of the Twin Cities.
Really? I did not
and
know
this
that.
Is about some particular highways or
nicely,
skyways.
Nicely done in the
Twin Cities.
Nicely done, Mr. Zommers. On the board here, glad to have you along with us on the All Ball Show, 21 after the hour of 12 noon. How about that? Now, that's what we're looking for on this show. I mean, more of that, please.
Your sister agrees.
I mean, thank you. Dan Green, what a great guy, a communicator, and I say this with all due respect, as an average Wisconsinite, Dan Green, and he said he would call himself this, an average Minnesotan, who just has his antennae up. He's going to Chipotle because he's hungry, and he's like, you know what? I'm just going to hang out here a little bit. By the way, Jeff Perry, our ongoing contributor, says, I love The Replacements.
I thought he might. Yeah. I had an inkling.
Dan Green just on his way to Chipotle, hungry, and says, I'll hang out here. And he scoops the national media last night. And he's gotten like almost 5,000 new followers in less than like 12 hours.
That's just wild that nobody else was there checking it out. Like, you'd think they'd have people camped out at every possible place.
I love every part of that story.
Oh, yeah. Me
and
too.
He seems like a genuinely great, fantastic guy. And he on his Twitter feed, he's got pictures of him jet skiing, a very Minnesotan thing to do, as it is here in Wisconsin as well. So we he's got like national people after him. You're going to see this guy, Dan Green, on national shows. And here he was on our little show first. So we appreciate that.
Hopefully you'll see him maybe in some Chipotle ads or something.
The guy, I mean, he deserves some props. I mean, this has been viewed millions of times. He's got Chipotle listed there. That's the beautiful thing about life. You never know what's going to happen next. If you want to weigh in on the VP pick, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Mr. Luke Mathers will be here at the bottom of the hour for Tuesday Tangents with Lukester. Of course, Luke predicted that it would be Tim Walz a week ago on this very program. How about that?
At least you didn't bet him anything this time.
I knew better than to bet Luke again. Gonna play you some cuts. Let's get to know Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. And for my money, this is a great pick. Kamala Harris had a lot of great choices to choose from. She could have gone for the Electoral College directly in Shapiro with Pennsylvania or Kelly with Arizona. Lots of different. I mean, could have gone for the astronaut, of course, Kelly as well. Ratzenberger, the governor of Illinois. Buttigieg, kind of the overall likable, articulate dude. Had a lot of great people to choose from. But she goes to Minnesota. Governor Tim Walz, who, as we said, here's a guy who pheasant hunts, he ice fishes, he's a veteran, served a number of years in a leadership position in the Minnesota National Guard, a high school teacher, an educator, a guy who took a Minnesota high school football team to the national championship and won. This is a guy, as Trigvi Olsen likes to say from the Lincoln Project, this is a guy who you'd like to be your neighbor.
Absolutely.
And now he is on the verge of being the vice president of the United States. Let's play this one cut before we go to the phone lines. We played this yesterday, the day before. This is fantastic. You want to know who you... Here's the kind of guy that we could have as our vice president. This is Tim Walz, governor of Minnesota, being interviewed on a news program about being an average guy.
All right. Number two, it seems like elected officials are always surrounded by lots of people, staff, other lawmakers. What is the last thing that you did truly out in the public, truly by yourself?
I went to Menards and bought an air filter for my furnace.
Did you?
And he just says it matter-of-factly. I went to Menards and I bought an air filter for my furnace. Who amongst us hasn't done that?
And it's not just that he hasn't done it. It's that he thought about it for a second. He's like, yeah, this was probably like 3 hours ago. Or like, I don't know. It just came off so normal,
yeah.
Which is something we don't see from a lot of politicians these days.
He's a dude that everybody can relate to. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go out to California and Los Angeles, California, L.A. Tom. Thanks for calling in. What say you?
I am so excited because of the fact that I feel like we have hope that we can have our democracy through Project 2025, which is what the Republicans want to do. And I hope you don't take offense to this, Todd, but I am going to start, if they keep on calling up and calling us the Democrat Party, I am going to start calling them the Republican Party, because they're a bunch of cons, whether it's Foxconn or whatever it is. I'm really tired of them not respecting the name of our party. And I wanted to also say that Bon Iver is going to be playing tomorrow in Eau Claire.
Yes.
So I hope everybody goes and checks that out. Well, that's in that area. And I also wanted to say that for each of the conservative callers that have called in today on some of the previous shows, I've donated $50 in CJ's name. I've donated $50 in Cassandra's name.
Let's not make it personal. We don't want to make it personal, but that's good that you're participating.
I donated $250 today because of the fact that when people call up and they don't have facts behind what they're saying, and all they're saying is that, someone is just a horrible person. That to me motivates me to actually donate more. So if they want, keep on talking, I'll keep on donating. but no, I'm just very, very, very excited about this opportunity. And I'm actually very excited for the conservative party as well, because this means that we actually may have a democracy going forward in the future. I mean, this is good for all of us.
Well,
this is not, and I think that's why the Lincoln Project involved. I think that's why Liz Cheney's involved, and people like that, they would like to maybe have a shot again at the White House, things like that. And if Donald Trump gets in there, that's it. We're done.
L.A. Tom, always appreciate it. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Mike in Jackson. Mike, thanks for listening and calling in. What's up?
Well, I was going to hold my nose and vote for Harris, but I was so excited about this pick because this guy is the real deal, and he is just going to communicate so much better even than her with the American people. And I think it's a wonderful pick. He's a centered guy. He's going to bring common sense. He's going to bring her down a little bit from the crazy left. And I think that it's a winner. I really do. I thought if they went with Pete, loser. Kelly, no. Shapiro, no. Well, with this guy, he's got the Upper Great Lake boys. And I like to hunt and fish and trap. But I also like a clean environment. And this guy's a winner.
Yeah. I think you said it well from your perspective, and really appreciate the call, Mike. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. We traveled around the state so much over this last year, particularly this summer, and Mike just exemplifies that, right? I mean, people like the conservation, people like to hunt and fish, like a clean outdoors, a common sense type of person. Tim Walz is that. Going to come back, have Luke Mathers here, and some great cuts. Get to know Tim Walz. Gary from Germantown says, when's the last time Trump went to Menards, right? Back after this on the Oddball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay tuned for news.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Tractors have been a part of agriculture for well over 100 years, but they have changed a lot throughout that time. I'm Ben Jarboth, Midwest Farm Report, and Steve Rodebush, the president of the Badger Steam and Gas Engine Club, was able to tell us how steam was able to power the engines of the original tractor.
Well, steam, you have a boiler and put water in it, and then you make steam. And then the expansion rate of steam is so great, so it's brought into the cylinder, and as it expands, it gives you the power. And the gas engines, they may run on kerosene, gas, diesel, just internal combustion engine, but really primitive gearing and steering. It's like anything, you know, two people can't always agree, and if you're not level-headed, you know, things happen.
Steve Rodebush, president of the Badger Steam and Gas Engine Club, telling us about how the original tractor engines were powered. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo, and we'll have a midday news update right after this.
All right, team, pay attention to this game film about Pioneer brand Plenish high oleic soybeans. See here? When dairy farms grow Plenish soybeans for their cows,
they have lower overall feed costs.
Good eye, Jake.
And they maximize milk fat production,
so they increase the return on their investment.
Well, let that be a lesson to you. For lower feed costs and higher milk fat and dairy cows, what do we plant?
Pioneer brand Plenish high oleic soybeans.
Learn more at pioneer.com/happycows.
When it comes to growing soybeans, you need an advantage. And with Zatavo soybean seed, you get a big one. 3.4 bushels per acre big. It's a yield advantage made possible by BASF Genetics, proprietary germplasm and industry-leading seed quality. Talk to your retailer today about staying ahead of the game with Zatavo soybean seed.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarb with the Midwest Farm Report, here with your midday news report. But first, remember to stay up to date with us on all things agriculture using our app, The Farm. You can download it at www.thefarmwi.com. Cornleaf aphids made an early appearance this year, but this has not been detrimental to the overall crop thanks to the rain. These pests typically have a worse impact in years where there are droughts, but this year's counts have not indicated a need to seek treatment. To stay on the bug train, the western bean cutworm flight is going strong. The trapping survey shows a state count of 11,871 moths and 69 traps, averaging 172 per trap, which is still below last year's record high that had 223 moths per trap. Although we are not out of the woods yet, as there are still 3 weeks left of monitoring, and peak activity is just starting in places north of Wausau. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today with bright blue, beautiful skies and highs in the low 70s. Winds a bit breezy out of the northeast too, gusting up to 25 miles per hour. And as we stay clear tonight, we fall crisp to the mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
And now for the Pella play-by-play, I'm Jeff Levering alongside Gina Della from Pella.
Thanks, Jeff. How do you say welcome?
With a new entry door from Pella.
Say it with color.
Like baseball bat oak or foul pole yellow.
Say it with class.
Like following players' unwritten baseball rules.
With clarity.
Like a no-doubter shot off the scoreboard.
And with this great deal. 0% interest for up to 3 years with no money down in equal payments.
That's the ball game. A Pella walk-off.
Schedule your free in-home consultation at PellaWI.com.
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On our next show, we'll be moving with the Malcors. Ben and Deanna join us to talk real estate. Then Sam Floyd is in from Operation Coffee. Join us.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9.
back to the Tom O'Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 34 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon on this Tuesday, August 6, 2024. High atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square. Overcast skies in Madison today. Cooler as Elmer Childress, longtime chief meteorologist of NBC 15 here in Madison, used to say, weather like this, he'd say, gonna be cool, cool. Never pronounce the L, just cool. It's gonna be cool. So it's one of those cool days here at Madison. We will venture down the road to our beautiful studios in Waukesha, Wisconsin, downtown Waukesha at WAUK, where we find Lukester Mathers, the soothsayer, the crystal ball prognosticator extraordinaire. Lukester, congratulations. It's time for Tuesday Tangent. Luke, you nailed it a week ago. You called Tim Walz. What did you know that nobody else did?
I wouldn't say that I knew anything that anybody else didn't. I just had a good feeling that the Walz pick was going to be the one.
And you were right. And we had this. Did you hear that we were the first one to get this great guy Dan Green, who was outside the governor's residence last night and was the first one to basically scoop this, that, hey, you know what? There is a bunch of black SUVs and a lot of uncommon activity. It looks like Walz is going to be the guy. And it was just a great – and he was on his way to Chipotle.
I did not see that, but I saw that he was joining you. So it's really great that you got the scoop there here on Civic Media.
He got like 5,000 extra Twitter followers overnight. They're like Maggie Haberman from the New York Times and all these people now. And he's got all these requests from national interviews. And he has the kindness to stop by our little dog and pony show first. So that was fantastic.
Look at this. Why are you selling yourself short? You're just like patting me on the back for guessing Walz correctly, which I don't know if you guess or not. When you get it right, we were having this discussion whether or not it counts as a guess. But I had a good feeling about Walz after the weird comments really struck a note,
right?
And the fact that we saw a lot from Governor Walz over the last couple days, the last couple weeks, and to be fair, I think it just made sense politically.
Yeah,
there were some folks that wanted others, and it's a pretty deep bench. It was an interesting problem to see the Democrats have over the last couple of weeks. But I think all of the boxes get checked by Governor Tim Walz, and it's going to be interesting to see how the Harris-Walz ticket shapes up over the next. What do we got? 93 days,
yeah. Like that? Yeah, 90 some days. So it's getting close. Luke, you mentioned this. We got several cuts lined up. We'll get to some of them this half hour, maybe more next hour. But Tim Walz, because this new kind of line, which is having a lot of traction, as it turns out, against the Trump Vance ticket, is one word: weird. Just weird. Now, where did that come from? It came from now the nominee for vice president on the Democratic ticket. Here is Tim Walz on MSNBC about a week or so ago, or 2 weeks ago, coining the phrase in terms of politically for 2024.
What I know is that people like J.D. Vance know nothing about small town America. My town had 400 people in it, 24 kids in my graduating class, 12 were cousins, and he gets it all wrong. It's not about hate. It's not about collapsing in. The golden rule there is mind your own damn business. Their policies are what destroyed rural America. They've divided us. They're in our exam rooms. They're telling us what books to read. And I think what Kamala Harris knows is bringing people together around the shared values, strong public schools, strong labor unions that create the middle class, healthcare that's affordable and accessible. Those are the things. You look what they're talking about, they went right to division. They did not give us a plan on healthcare. Donald Trump talked about infrastructure. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris built bridges, built roads. So I think this is going back to the bread and butter, getting away from this division. We do not like what has happened where we can't even go to Thanksgiving dinner with our uncle because you end up in some weird fight that is unnecessary. And I think bringing back people together, well, it's true. These guys are just weird. And it's, you know, they're running for He-Man Women Haters Club or something. That's what they go at. That's not what people are interested in. And there is angst because robber barons like J.D. Vance and Donald Trump gutted the Midwest, told us we didn't do that. They talk about private schools. Where in the heck are you going to find a private school in a count of 400. Those are public schools. Those are great teachers that are out there making a difference and gave us an opportunity to succeed. That angst that J.D. Vance talks about in Hillbilly Elegy, none of my hillbilly cousins went to Yale, and none of them went on to be adventure capitalists or whatever. It's not who people really are. So I think that message doesn't resonate. You saw it yesterday. The energy out here exploded. We all broke fundraising records, but that's not what I look at. Door knocks are full. Phone banks are full. People are talking about what's possible. We are finally on offense about an America where we're all together. So good. Have Orban down to Florida. The vice president will come out here and stand in a Planned Parenthood. Yeah. She stands in a Planned Parenthood clinic in St. Paul. That's what people want to see.
There you go. Tim Walz, governor of Minnesota, now the Democratic nominee for vice president. Luke, that's a guy. Those are comments that you would hear anywhere from Germantown to Amory to Shawano to Richland Center, anywhere in Wisconsin.
Yeah. I have a feeling that that's something that resonates across the state of Wisconsin. I think it resonates across the entire Midwest. And it's going to be very interesting to see how the presumptive Democratic ticket is received when they have their rally in Pennsylvania today. And they're barnstorming across the swing states in the next couple of days here, Todd. So it's going to be very interesting to see the chemistry that the two have together and the excitement that comes with it for their campaign supporters coming out to these rallies, including in Western Wisconsin tomorrow.
Thanks for mentioning that. We're packing up the show. Once again, we got the tents and mules, and we're on the road. No, we have a truck, not just mules, but we're on the road. We're going to be doing the show live tomorrow from Eau Claire, Wisconsin, in the Chippewa Valley, taking the show on the road. We will be there in the vicinity of the big event tomorrow in Eau Claire with Vice President Harris. And turns out, I think Tim Walz could just drive across the Mississippi River on the St. Croix Bridge. He'll be there in an hour or so. So won't take him long at all.
I have a feeling it's going to take a little bit longer than that if you're coming from Philadelphia, though.
Yeah, he'll be on a nice plane, as it turns out. But yeah, we're doing the show tomorrow from there. Pat Kreitlow of Up North News Radio is going to join us as well, because there's a guy who knows the Chippewa Valley better than anybody else I know. And we're going to talk tomorrow a little bit about what this visit means. I think that Western Wisconsin is particularly important for anybody running for a statewide or national office. And I just think it's a great move for Kamala Harris and her team and Tim Walz and their team to choose Eau Claire, Western Wisconsin, as the first place to come to.
I think it makes a lot of sense. I have a feeling it's going to be a very interesting event to cover as well tomorrow, because we're not only going to have one presidential and vice presidential event to cover. There's also going to be another vice presidential candidate there, J.D. Vance, the Republican nominee for vice president. Yes. Going to be doing that kind of follow the leader thing. I don't quite get this, Todd. Do you understand this?
No, it's just they got no. And by the way, somebody pointed this out on the socials last night or early this morning. I was up at 5 o'clock, by the way, watching Morning Joe, thinking I was going to get the.
Morning Joe. I was just up at 5 a.m.
But a couple of notes. Number one, it ain't the Trumpster who's making these trips. He is down in Mar-a-Lago. He is not traveling. I'm not sure if he's not well, if he's just old. And
he's got one trip, I believe, on his schedule this week. He's going to Montana, the very vital, important electoral state of Montana.
So Trump doesn't have the energy. He's very low energy. He doesn't have the energy to travel. He's sending Vance out there. But here's a public service announcement, because I have family and friends that live up in Eau Claire, and I know there's a lot of moving going on this time of year, particularly amongst college students. Please don't leave your couches, Davenports, and sofas on the street up there in Eau Claire tonight and tomorrow. You don't want the carnage. You just keep them safe. Keep them in your house. Don't set them out while J.D. Vance is in town in Eau Claire. A public service announcement from the Todd Hall Paul Show and Civic Media. We don't need it. You understand, Lukester? We don't need it.
Those poor couches. Those poor couches.
Exactly right. Let's take another cut here, Mr. Zommers, and get Luke's take on this one. Let's do the one on Governor Walz talking about going into American Legion halls, because I think this is really important that Tim Walz, if he already, as a 12-year member of Congress, is the highest ranking member of the military ever to serve in Congress. So here's Governor Tim Walz talking about how he's going to relate on the stump.
Right, that's what J.D. Vance's stick is, talking about guns. I guarantee you he can't shoot pheasants like I can. And that's a part of saying, but you know what? I guarantee I don't want weapons of war in classrooms, and there's no reason that you can't have reasonable restrictions around that without infringing on your Second Amendment. He's going in there throwing these things around that makes a difference. Democrats need to go into these places. I'm going to go in every Legion Hall I can go into and say Vice President Harris will not cut your benefits. I sat in the VA committee for 12 years to increase those benefits with Republicans like Jeff Miller from Florida. This guy wants to cut them because it's in the 2025. We need to be bolder on that. We need to go out and say that.
Now, I mean, Luke, I don't know any Wisconsin. I know very few Wisconsinites who would argue with that. Here's a guy that says, look, I take my shotgun or whatever. I'm a pheasant hunter, but we also don't need, you know, AR-15s in classrooms. I mean, that's a reasonable position, Luke.
It's hard to argue with a teacher. Right. Former teacher on that as well. And I think that is a message that would resonate across Wisconsin from a message, because I think it's important to know here in Wisconsin, and I think it's the case, it's pretty applicable across swing states, but Wisconsin voters really are focused in on moderation, but not necessarily moderation in the individual like policy platform, but moderation in the way that folks really get a chance to interact with the candidates. Mm-hmm. And I think it's hard to say that Tim Walz, of the two vice presidential nominees, is the radical, is the leftist, is whatever the labels that are going to be thrown at him. I mean, he's a veteran. He can go into those Legion halls. He's a former teacher. He's a former football coach. I think he's going to have a harder time here in Wisconsin for the fact that he's a Vikings fan than for any of the extreme labels that right wing and conservative politicians are going to label him with. And so I think he's very much is the approachable of the two between J.D. Vance and Tim Walz. I think he's the approachable vice presidential nominee, and I think he does a very interesting balance for the Democratic ticket here in Wisconsin and across the Midwest and very vital swing states.
855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. If you've got a question or a comment for Lukester or myself, let's go to Dick listening here on WMDX in Madison. Dick, always a pleasure. What's he?
He reminds me of a book I read many years ago that was my grandpa's book, Plain Speaking. It was about Harry Truman. He just tells it like it is.
Yeah.
Now, I know, like, for instance, one of the greatest clips I ever read in that book was about when the overthrow happened in Cuba and Batista was thrown out. He basically laid that a lot of what happened on Eisenhower. He said he wasn't paying enough attention. He said, this guy was 90 miles away. We should have had a meeting with him. I would have immediately. He was looking for economic support, and he could have been in our camp instead of the Russians. Mm-hmm. And that's the kind of guy that I think this guy is. He's just going to tell it like he sees it.
Yeah. I think
real blunt.
Authentic, right? A real, mm-hmm. Just a straight shooter, an authentic kind of guy. Dick, always a pleasure. Yep. Thank you so much. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Luke, we've taken the show on the road a lot, been all over Wisconsin this year. And again, I think what you just said earlier, here's a person in Tim Walz who is in touch with real people. I mean, I hear, you know, whether people lean to the left or lean to the right, a continual through line is, I want what's best for my kids, that our schools are our communities. And to your point, having a former educator, a guy who was born in Nebraska and basically grew up in Minnesota, a veteran, a teacher, a football coach, took his team and won a state championship. How much better can you get than that?
It's a pretty incredible resume, Todd, and I think it goes to show how many elected officials there are out there that aren't necessarily on the national platform, but how great of records we've got these folks running these governments around the country, in the states, and when you get a chance to take a good look at them.
One of my favorite callers, one of my favorite beers, Wisco Paul on the other side. Don't go anywhere. It's the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. This history can't be denied. Wisconsin is the home of the hamburger. About 30 minutes west of Green Bay, you'll find the city of Seymour, where in the 1880s, young Charlie Nagreen pushed his food cart to the fair. The 15-year-old planned to sell round balls of beef to visitors, but it didn't quite catch on. Can you guess the surprising reason why? The answer's coming up. Every summer, the home of the hamburger celebrates its history in a huge way with Burger Fest in Seymour. There's a 200-pound burger on the grill, a bun, run, ketchup slide, and of course, a burger-eating contest. So did you guess why Charlie's first beef recipe didn't work out? Well, as the story goes, visitors to the fair wanted to walk around. Charlie realized he needed to smash his beef ball between two pieces of bread to be able to eat it on the go. Charlie's hamburger, a huge success, making Seymour the home of the hamburger, a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Welcome back to the Tyler Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, the Violent Femmes. No, I'm not sure what
it is. It is not. No, it's Husker Du, another band from Minneapolis.
Very good. It just sounded a little bit like the Violent Femmes. Great. It used to be a letterman all the time. Back at the old All-Ball Show Corral, it is 10 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock here at Civic Media. Luke Mathers, Tuesday Tangents with Lukester. Always a pleasure talking about the big VP pick. It is Tim Walz. Great Minnesota governor will be the Democratic vice presidential nominee along with Kamala Harris for president. We'll go back to the phone lines, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. I said you were one of my favorite callers. I also think it'd be a great beer. Wisco Paul, always a pleasure. What say you?
Hi, good afternoon, gentlemen. Thanks for the compliment, by the way.
Yeah.
I thought Shapiro from Pennsylvania was a slam dunk on this one because if you were in Pennsylvania, more than likely the Democrats are going to win the election. That being said, since I've got to listen and see this Walz gentleman from Minnesota, I'm totally impressed. I mean, he's a veteran, which is totally cool, and I do believe I've seen him with a dog. So how can you go wrong with that? A man's best friend. So I'm pretty happy about the whole thing. And Minnesota is a totally cool state, and I didn't realize this guy was this good. But so I'm happy. Yeah. So that's about it for today. We're just go out and win this thing. I never want to see or hear from Trump again the rest of my life. Thanks, Todd.
Always appreciate it, Wisco Paul. Luke, he brings up a great topic, dogs. I know you and your lovely wife now have two. Here's a big difference. Tim Walz, Democratic governor of Minnesota, treats his dog well, takes it for rides and walks, and posts tweets about it. Kristi Noem on the Republican side, a Republican governor of North Carolina, shoots her dog. So, I mean, right there, I think if you're a dog
South
lover.
South Dakota, not North Carolina. Hang on, just real quick. South Dakota, North Carolina.
What did I say?
You said North Carolina.
Oh, I was going to say North Dakota. Sorry. She's in South. It's all the same out there, quite frankly. South Dakota, North
Those
Dakota.
Are completely different portions of the country,
Todd. But the fact is, Kristi Noem shoots her dog. And that's not what you want. I mean, most people love their dog. And Tim Walz, he takes care of his dog. So if you're a dog lover alone, vote for Tim Walz.
Aurora got the official title today because she is with me here in Waukesha, the WAUK greeter. So she is greeting everybody as they come in, and she's having a good time for the most part.
And see, you take good care of your dog. 855.
Well, I feel bad when I have to travel that she's got to be locked up all day if I don't take her with me. So it's a whole thing. But I do think it is very telling that still one of the first times that we did not have a dog in the White House in a very, very long time was during the Trump administration.
Because Donald Trump hates dogs. Not a dog guy. No.
Granted, Commander Biden, not necessarily the most friendly and well-behaved dog, it sounds like. So he did get sent back home to Delaware. But, I think it it is very telling that and not only does Governor Tim Walz of Minnesota have a dog, he also has a cat. He's got one each.
And remember, Governor Tim Walz of Minnesota, he goes to the Minnesota State Fair and eats deep fried food. Robert Kennedy Jr. eats dogs. So, I mean, right there, that's also a difference politically these days. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Mark in Prairie du Sac. Mark, what say you?
Oh, you just had to end on that and bring me in on that, eating dogs.
Dog on a stick at the Kennedy fundraiser. Puffy Chow has a whole new connotation.
I love dogs, and I never think of eating one. You know, it's getting back to J.D. Vance, I mean, he's apparently going to be stalking Kamala Harris wherever she goes now, you know, following her, you know, they're following her around. Like, you know, that not only is she weird, I'm going to get the whole creepy stalker vibe from him now, right, with him having to follow her all around the country. I mean, the guy is, you know, that, the whole Egyptian thing kind of plays in here, you know, with him wearing the eyeliner, because you see those pictures of the Egyptians with the eyeliners on, you know, so he's stalking like an Egyptian, apparently, so.
This is real. What Mark brings up, this is real photographers. And again, I don't care if guys wear eyeliner or not, but it's the hypocrisy that Vance and these people are anti-drag show and then they're wearing eyeliner. Just let everybody live and let live, right?
That's what I say, too. I mean, right, that I've never, you know, the only time I've had makeup on my face is sometimes you're blacking out your face when you're going duck hunting and warm and... So you got probably black and green and brown, you know, daubs on your face. But I mean, it is just
it's hypocritical. I get it. Mark, we got to run. We got a lot of people on the line. I want to get to them for Luke here. Let's go quickly to Matt listening to Middleton and WMDX. Matt, thanks for a call, and make it quick if you can.
Yeah, I just want to say I think Tim Walz is a great pick. I think he's probably the best. He brings that guy you want to have a beer with, George Bush, kind of friendliness to it.
Yep.
But he also maybe can speak to some of the progressive wins that Minnesota has had under his leadership. They've done a lot of good things there, and I hope he can speak to that too.
I think you just nailed it, Matt. The guy that you have a beer with but also has more thoughtful kind of leadership skills and policy positions. Let's go quick to Tom and McFarland on MDX. Tom, what say you?
Hi, thanks for taking my call, and I'm also a big fan of the pick. With Walz, before he became the governor, he represented the rural districts within northern Minnesota. So he's able to bring that rural voice that somebody like Shapiro probably wouldn't be able to capture as well and as naturally. And by not going with Shapiro, this keeps Pennsylvania still in play, actually, just in terms of the governorship and the Senate seat. And I think that given Walz is his strength as a rural representative, I think that's going to play very well within some of those districts in Pennsylvania.
Great.
But I think he's going to have all of the strength that Shapiro would have, but none of those weaknesses, like with Palestinians, et cetera, et cetera. So really, great pick.
Really appreciate the call, Tom. Luke, what say you, as someone who observes and has been involved in Democratic politics, what do you think it means, this pick, if anything, down ballot, particularly in Wisconsin?
Down ballot in Wisconsin, I have a feeling that Tim Walz is a candidate that can campaign with and for the range of different candidates that we have down ballot here in the state of Wisconsin. I see him as just a very relatable pick. I don't think that he's super, I don't think it's progressive. I mean, they had the thinnest margin of victory in Minnesota, and they delivered on the things that the people wanted. Mm-hmm. The school lunch program is popular. And he didn't shy around it. He defended it, saying, I'm never going to apologize for making sure that kids' bellies are full when they go to learn. And it's an approach like that that I think is going to resonate well with Wisconsin voters.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. Always excited to have you, Lukester. It's a pleasure.
Always
no
a time pleasure,
to grind the gears, but we'll save it for next week. Because, Luke, there's always, well, not always, but a lot of times something grinds his gears. Thank you, Luke. We appreciate it. It's Tuesday Tangents. Luke, hour number two. Get to know Tim Walz after this. It's the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the talk of Green Bay WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, 11:33, Dr. Laura Hanks with public cervix announcement. Send in your questions to janesays@civicmedia.us.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Babes, what are you doing?
What? I'm just mowing the lawn.
No, it's blazing hot and dry out here. Don't you remember?
Smokey Bear says,
avoid using power equipment when it's windy or dry.
Where'd you learn this?
Oh, it's on
SmokeyBear.com with many other wildfire prevention tips.
Right. Thanks, Honey Bear.
Because remember, only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.